Radio 4th News online.
To start with, we'll try and fix a tram. And then if we can't fix it, we'll tow the tram with another tram. So overnight, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, people may see two trams coupled together because every one of our drivers will need to go through this test.
And it seems like it would cause a bit of a blockage, you know, if a tram was to break down, I suppose, depending on where it is on the track. Is that something that you're concerned about?
Of course, like any road vehicle, there's always a risk that if you break down in the wrong place that you're going to cause disruption. The practice and the test that we're going to be doing at this stage is to make sure that we can manage it as well as we possibly can, and we can get the tram out of the way as quickly as possible.
So how much more testing has to be done? Obviously, you're saying this one's going to run sort of next week. Is there any other ones planned for after that?
Well, every single driver has to go through this test. We'll also be doing some other minor some minor tests with the systems to make sure that if we do have some sort of failure that the drivers are well equipped to deal with it and to get things moving as quickly as possible.
So if it does break down and, like you say, it can't be fixed, will it literally just be a case of kind of towing it back to the depot?
That's exactly what we'll do. If the tram isn't available for passenger service and we can't move it on its own, we'll tow it back to the depot and we'll deal with it there. The main thing for us is that we get the tram out of the way as quickly as possible to get things back to normal.
The latest local news from Edinburgh, the Lothians and Fife, plus the stories which matter to you from around the world. 24 hours a day at 4th1 and 4th2.com. Radio 4th News online.